Let's go to the other side of the globe now, and the Northern Hemisphere countries are feeling the heat. The sweltering temperatures and dry conditions have caused droughts, dropping lake levels and wildfires. Portugal, Spain and France have seen temperatures rise well above 40 degrees. Our correspondent Rosie Burchard's joining us now from Brussels. Kia ora, Rosie. Thank you for being with us here. Perhaps let's start with the wildfires. Some pretty terrifying pictures that I've been looking at this morning from the south of France.
Absolutely. So we've had this prolonged drought and recurrent heat waves. And of course, that can be a very dangerous combination. So 1,000 people overnight have fled in southern France. That's after another blaze in the region, in the Gironde region, was brought under control after firefighting teams were deployed from several other European countries that were drafted in to help. So teams from Poland, Romania, Italy, Greece, all on the ground in France to try and battle these blazes. One of those blazes brought under control, but just as one's brought under control, another one emerging not far. So 1,000 fleeing overnight, and that's after 8,000 were evacuated from another fire. They have been told they can return so far, but the danger is not yet over. Another fire is raging in northwest Spain. Several villages there have been evacuated, and on the Greek island of Thassos, a blaze is now being brought under control. Now, Susie, overall, since January of this year, almost 660,000 hectares of land here in the European Union has been scorched, targeted by blazes, destroyed by blazes. Now, that is a record for this time in the year, according to EU authorities. And of course, important to remember the climate impact of all of this. Not only is this, as scientists say, this extreme weather caused by climate change, but of course those blazes, the carbon emissions from them, with all those hectares of land being scorched in these wildfires, that has its own climate impact.
What about the situation with lake levels, reservoir levels and water shortages? You know, some extraordinary pictures of, you know, lake beds that haven't been seen for years and years.
Yes, let me start with the River Rhine. So that's in Germany. It comes not too far from where I am here in Belgium, and levels in that river are at a critical low. And that's really important because it's a key trade artery here in this part of Europe. And commodities like gas, oil and coal are brought up in barges along that river. Now, Germany is apparently considering to giving priority to materials that are critical for energy production on its rail networks if Rhine levels fall lower still. Also, Lake Garda in Italy, for example, at some of the lowest levels ever recorded. And with that in mind, governments and authorities are putting water restrictions in place. So in several parts of France, also here in Belgium. Now, in France, climate activists have been getting creative to try and protest some exemptions given to those water restrictions. So golf clubs so far have, in most parts of the country, not been subject to water restrictions. And some climate activists in the south of France have been going out onto golf courses and filling holes up with concrete to try and protest that. That's something which, of course, has been strongly criticised by golf associations in the country. But lots of people here in Europe facing water restrictions given the drought conditions and the low levels in reservoirs, in rivers and in lakes.
What does all of this mean for potential crop harvests?
It's a really good question. I'm here in Belgium, and even in countries nearby which are traditionally very rainy, where water is seen as abundant, there have been some water restrictions in place. So, for example, in the Netherlands, but also in Scotland, where I'm from, in the east of the country, some farmers have been asked not to use water from a certain river, and they've been really up in arms about that, saying that this could really damage crop yields, and certain types of crops could be destroyed entirely, essentially. And this is, of course, as farmers here in Europe are facing really skyrocketing energy prices and also increases to their cost of labour. So it's certainly a major concern to farmers here in the region, given all of these multiple crises happening all at once, with the fallout of the war in Ukraine being felt more and more in countries here in Europe.
Thank you very much for the update there, Rosie Burchard, our correspondent in Europe.